with Doug.
I'm Amy.
And here we are to talk about the things in parenting from this week. We have a few things on the agenda. I didn't know if there was something you wanted to talk about first before we get going.
No, let's dive right in and then we'll see what happens.
All right. So I thought we would start off with... Let's start with that.
I thought I was getting better. My honk?
Yeah, your honk.
Or like the sickness.
I guess the sickness that goes with the honk. Because you make that honk sometimes when you're not sick.
I think we talked about this before.
Yeah.
I usually make the honk when I'm coughing.
Or if I tickle you.
Or you tickle me in a funny spot, which we tried to replicate once.
That's right. And it didn't work.
Yeah, we couldn't get it to happen. Okay. So you heard a glimpse.
That's true.
I was sick and now I'm starting to get a little bit better, I think. It was really bad like a week ago.
Yeah, you seem a lot better.
I don't really have much to say about that.
No. Hooray for Western medicine. So actually what I was going to start off with was last week was Halloween.
Halloween,
our very first time trick-or-treating with Celeste.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to talk a little bit about that experience? What it was like or what your emotions you were feeling, anything like that?
No.
Nothing?
I mean, we walked around the block and she went...
No, I think they understand how it works. I mean, what it was like...
I just guess I didn't really have like that emotional of a response to this.
That's crazy because I
feel like we did it a lot. No, we didn't do it last year. You were way more emotional than that.
Because last year we just... we didn't trick or treat.
I think this just goes along with my general disregard for Halloween and how it just doesn't have much of an impact on my life.
It's my favorite holiday. So
we're essentially incompatible. Yeah. What did you say to me in the car the other day?
Oh, I was joking that we were incompatible because it was something minor. Super minor.
I said, we both like this. And you were like, and that's the only thing that we're compatible with.
Yeah, but that was a joke.
But all jokes are partially true.
That's not true. Not all jokes are partially true. No. In fact, jokes are primarily not true.
No, but isn't there like a little bit of truth to every funny? That's what makes it funny, is that it's somewhat true,
I guess. But I was playing on the idea that it isn't true for that particular joke.
Well, you just meant artistically said.
We have like very dissimilar taste in music and movies.
Movies and anything that's like creative
taste, like just kind of different tastes.
But
not like
what were we talking about?
Life. Halloween.
Oh, right.
How I love Halloween. And
I'm sorry. I'm like so distracted because the way you're sitting on the couch.
Okay.
No, it's not the way you're sitting, but like there's a pillow behind you that has like a tree.
Right.
But it's like right under your armpit. So every time I look at you, I think that there's just like a pile of hair coming out of your shirt.
Oh, no, that's real.
That could be real.
Yeah.
But it's just like it's very distracting. Can you just move the pillow?
Okay. I'm moving the pillow, thus
that's better.
Eliminating the optical illusion that is ruining the podcast.
I just kept looking over at you and like I just saw like a stretch of armpit hair. And
it's not out of the realm of possibility. I'm a hirsute fellow.
No, I know. But you're wearing a shirt and so it was just bizarre.
Okay.
You don't have enough hair that comes out of your armpit that it like comes past your sleeve.
No, I'm not... I'm not that hirsute.
I'm a pretty hirsute lady. You say I'm a mammal, so it's okay that I'm hirsute. But like, as far as ladies go, my hair is a little darker on my arms. I shaved them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell?
But it's not. You're not like some sort of like.
I don't have like
steroid taking Bulgarian athlete.
No, I don't have back hair, and I don't like have one eyebrow.
No. So you're okay. You don't need to be self-conscious
so
about it.
I don't really care. You like it for some reason, so
I'm cool with all of this.
All of this. Somehow you're totally fine with all of this.
This whole package is totally doing it for me.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah. So, anyway, what I just wanted to say about Halloween was that for me, it was super emotional watching her trick-or-treat, like watching her figure out what was happening. And then she was so cute that she'd go up to a door and knock on it and get the candy and put it in her little ladybug bag.
And she'd grab it out of the baskets. And she started to get really bold and grab multiple. And I had to be like, no, don't do that. And everybody was, of course, very, encouraging.
She's cute enough to kind of get away with it.
Yeah. She's young enough to get away with
that. That too.
If she was like six doing it, it'd be like, come on, kid.
Yeah. No, that's old enough to know that, like, leave some for everybody else.
But what's funny is that she doesn't even understand, like, that she's going to be able to eat it later.
And she, like, didn't eat much of it.
No, she really didn't. And, like, so she's just grabbing stuff. Just
to grab it.
To grab it.
Yeah. She doesn't particularly like chocolate. No. And most of the stuff is probably too hard or, like, chewy.
We didn't really offer very much. She had a little tiny bit of a Reese's peanut butter cup.
And wasn't crazy about it.
And what else has she had?
That's it. She had a lollipop. She had, like, a Jolly Rancher lollipop. Oh, she liked
the lollipop. But it was very sticky and not really.
Yeah, but she really does not have a sweet tooth. Like, we tried offering her cotton candy yesterday, and she would have none of it.
It wasn't even that she didn't taste it and not like it. She, like, doesn't even taste it. No. So she didn't even know that it was a sweet thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have told her it was like spun peas and maybe she would have eaten it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to start tricking her to try more of this stuff.
Have candy.
Yeah, not like we need to get her to eat more cotton candy. No, but, I mean, I want her to just try things before she decides she doesn't like them.
Like the mac and cheese that I made yesterday, or you made, or no, I made.
Yeah, and she didn't like that either.
I thought she'd like it because all of a sudden now she likes noodles.
But yeah, and what kid doesn't like mac and cheese? But apparently this kid.
Yeah.
But she'll get to all of these things eventually. Like, for a long time, she didn't like pasta at all. And now she wants noodles. Like, she's very into noodles.
Yeah. So a little at a time. We just have to keep offering it. That's why I'm not giving up on milk either, because it's so important that she drinks her milk.
Yeah. It'll come online eventually as time goes on. So I'm not worried about that. But anyway, I don't know. I had a good time with
Halloween. I'm glad. We didn't stay out for very long. I was sick. Although I rallied.
You did.
I rallied a little longer than I expected.
I think because she was having so much fun. I think you were enjoying watching
her. I did like watching her. And it was cute to see the reactions of our neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Just seeing her come by.
Yeah.
So, that's all I have for that.
Okay.
I do have another thing, which is a little video thing. I'll just play the audio of it. So I would like our listeners to try and guess what Celeste is saying, because I'm pretty sure it's not what it actually sounds like, which is this.
Okay, say it again.
Shut up. Shut up.
So there it is. There's the audio of her saying that. I'll do it one more time to give you a chance to hear it.
Okay, say it again.
Shut up. Shut up.
So it sure sounds like she's saying shut up, but we never ever say that around here, nor does anybody else who she interacts with on a regular basis. So we don't know where she would have heard shut up to repeat it.
I mean, my guess was stack up. I don't, like, because she plays with those pegs, and maybe that's what she's saying.
Yeah, and she hasn't said it.
It definitely sounds like shut up, but I just don't understand where she would have heard it.
Yeah, and I know
we don't have the TV on. I mean, I know some people watch, like, their shows while their kids play, but we really don't.
Yeah, we don't.
We watch Sesame Street. And no one otherwise, says that. We only watch TV when she's already gone to bed. So I don't know. Is it like something I randomly say and I don't mean to say it?
No, I don't
think so. Like, shut up, Cece, like in a joking way. But
you never do that.
I don't ever do that.
It's just not part of our, like, vocabulary. Like, if anything, I'd be more worried she'd pick up on, like, the F word or something.
Yeah, I say shit.
Yeah.
But
this, like, shut up as a phrase.
And I confirmed with her provider, her child, her family that watches her.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't say it in front of her.
No. No, I mean, I guess it's possible she picked it up from a TV show somewhere, but...
I mean, I guess they watch TV, but I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, it's just...
It's embarrassing, though. She doesn't say it when we're out and about. No. But it's, like, embarrassing to think, like, oh, my God, my kid says something ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not like she...
And nobody believes us, I'm sure, when we say, like, we don't talk that way. It's not shut up.
No,
it's
the first thing they think is, like, yes, you do, because they repeat everything.
Yeah.
But I do think she is mispronouncing something. So if you have a guess as to what the hell that was, send it to bundleofoy@gmail.com. Yeah. Because I sure don't know what it is. So that was that. Now, you made me write this down in the notes.
Okay.
And I don't know what it means, so you're going to have to tell me. The question is Amy a sociopath?
Yes.
So what does this relate to?
I'm just thinking, like, most parents... When their children cry, they probably don't laugh. And that is, like, my first reaction. When she cries, I think it's hysterical. Because the reasons why she's crying is so ridiculous. Like, the other day, she asked for peanut butter toast. So I made it, and I put it on her tray for her, and she cried. I just laughed, because I'm like, you asked for it.
Right.
And you're crying because you don't want
it. She did that with me a minute ago. Fish sticks? You want fish stick? Yes. I make the fish sticks, and I try to give it to her, and no! She shoves the fork out of my tray. So.
Do you laugh?
I laugh at those. I don't think you would laugh if she was, like, crying for some legit, you know, if she's coming, she comes toddling over to you and there's, like, blood streaming down her face.
You're not gonna wouldn't. But if she falls in, like, a funny way and doesn't hurt herself, or, like, she has, like, an, oh, my God, I really hurt myself reaction to something when I know it didn't hurt that bad. Like, sometimes if I'm putting her in the car and I, like, slightly bump her head, like, as I'm, you know, pushing her, putting her into her car seat and, you know, the car is, like, never mind. Yeah. But anyways, but it's like slightly bump. Yeah, the door frame. It slightly bumps it. And it's like, I know that didn't hurt. But the reaction that's out of her was like, I punched her in the face.
Right. But that's okay. I mean, it's I think that's more rational if her reaction is overblown to find that funny.
Yeah.
As opposed to if she was crying for a legit reason. I don't think, you know, again.
No.
She's bleeding. She barfed. Today she threw up. I don't think you would have.
No, I probably would have thrown up back on her.
Right. But I don't think you would have
no, that's
laughed
true.
In her face for
and
that.
And I'm like trying to not laugh. I can't help it. Like I have to like turn my head to the side and laugh.
So, but to answer the first question, no, you're not
a sociopath. So I'm not a sociopath.
No. No.
I do have some other sociopathic tendencies.
I feel like this should have been disclosed before I married you, but go on. I mean,
I'm sort of antisocial.
That's not... No, you're just an introvert. That's not a sociopath.
Severely introverted.
You're not that severe.
I am, though. Like, I find it exhausting being social. I think that's what introversion means. It doesn't mean that, like, I can't interact with the outside world. It just means, like, when I do, I'm, like, exhausted.
Sociopaths can be very outgoing. That's, you know, they can be outwardly charming. That's not
they're faking it.
Yes, but it's not a sociopath to just because you say you feel uncomfortable in a big crowd or a party situation. Like, that's not the same thing. Like, sociopathy is, like, detachment from human emotions. It's, you know... I'm pretending to act like a human because I don't have feelings. Like that's kind of what it's like. So I wouldn't worry too much unless that is what's going on, in which case I should worry.
I guess I fooled you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no, you're not a sociopath.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about the tooth fairy?
Okay.
What would you like to discuss about the tooth
fairy?
That
was like
a non-segue. I don't have... we got to work on our segues.
Yeah,
right? Have a little bumper music. Do-do-do-do-do-do, new topic. Something like that.
You know who's... Someone who's not very social? The Tooth Fairy.
She isn't social. Like, if you think about it, the Tooth Fairy is like a super creepy idea of like, you know, it's an unseen spirit that steals into your room and takes your disused teeth.
I want to know, like, what she does with those teeth.
The Tooth Fairy?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume makes them into very small pianos.
Okay. I was thinking building a house.
Oh, she's making some sort of disgusting, like, habitat out of ivory and stuff?
Yeah.
Because I'm picturing the Tooth Fairy not having, like, a cute little fairy house. It's more like an H.R. Giger, like, you know, construction of, you know, biological, you know, just cavities and stuff that she'd, like... inhabits, like an insect hive. I basically am picturing the Tooth Fairy as like a xenomorph from the Alien movies.
Okay.
Like something gross.
So she's not cute.
No. It just seems like a weird idea that something that would like basically spend its entire existence harvesting children's teeth. Like that's not cutesy, right?
She's like grim fairy tale. What's her face? She's the lady that is Disney and Tinkerbell.
That's like your common, she's like oh, she's a cutesy fairy.
She's like Tinkerbell with a twist. A weird tooth twist.
Hmm. I'm just picturing something much darker. Maybe that's just me because, I like Halloween. Like, I like the dark stuff.
Did your parents do the Tooth Fairy for you?
Yes.
Did you believe it?
No.
Never?
Never.
I didn't believe in Santa Claus, really. Did they ever do it? like, do. Pretended it was, or you just knew it was your parents leaving?
I bet they tried it the first few times, but I think the part of the problem was, but when you start losing your teeth about age six,
yeah,
I was already pretty, like, science-minded by that point, and so, like, Santa Claus didn't work on me much either. I mean, granted, we're Jewish, so we didn't heavily invest in Santa Claus as a concept, but still, like, pretty early on, I was like, no one can visit that many houses in one night. That's stupid. Like, you know, I somehow, like, was skeptical enough to figure that out. So I think by the time that I started losing my teeth, I was pretty savvy to, like, I know my parents are giving me the money, but it's a cute tradition, and, you know, who am I to argue with free money for teeth?
Oh, my God. You were, like, a 45-year-old little boy.
And still am. Six. Yep. I'm 37, and I'm still six.
I believed in Santa. Like, I really wanted to, like, come downstairs and have Christmas.
And you're also Jewish, by the
way. I'm also Jewish. Yeah. And so I'd, like, come downstairs and, like, look and, like, wish that the stockings were there. Or, like, I'd even hang up stockings and, like, my mom would just not put anything in them.
I remember there were years I came downstairs and there were presents from Santa that they were there.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was like, yeah, just, and but mostly it was like, you know, so that I wouldn't feel left out because everybody else was getting presents that day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm sure she just held back a couple of Hanukkah presents or whatever and gave them to me that day. And so that was nice to feel included. But I don't think I was ever under the illusion of, like, these presents were dropped off by some sort of magical dead Turkish bishop.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I left him milk and cookies.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's cute. And I assume your dad came down and ate them or something.
Probably. I don't know. We did a Hanukkah bush at my house, which is why I'm keeping the tradition alive at ours.
We can do a lot.
A Hanukkah bush.
That's right.
Is it still in the garage? I think it is.
Yeah, I didn't touch it.
And all of our family members have recoiled in horror at the thought of it.
It's basically a tiny blue Christmas tree.
But they all hate it.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Yep. I think it's cute.
That's fine. We still have the menorah. We're going to light the candles.
Yeah.
Teach her all the little prayers and stuff. So
yeah.
She'll get her proper Jewish winter holiday.
I want to do the presents every day for 8 days.
You want to try and do that?
Yeah, that was always, maybe not this year, maybe next year.
She's got to be old enough to appreciate it. Yeah,
but that was
happening.
My favorite year when we did that. And I got the Barbie camper, and it was so cool.
We did it a couple of years. I know we did that a couple of years, but I remember at some point there was a discussion of, like, a trade-off, which was like, I could have 8 little presents or, like, 1 or 2 real big, awesome ones. And I was like, I think I'll take the really cool, awesome
See,
presents.
Ours were like 7 or 6 small ones and then like 1 or 2 big ones.
That I like that. That works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is fun to, like, do that for 8 days. I don't know. We were never too strict about doing that. Not that giving presents on Hanukkah is kind of a very late addition to that holiday. It was started in the late 1800s, mostly for the reason you would think, which is like...
To keep up with Christmas?
Yeah. Like, Jewish kids would be like, this sucks. My friends are getting all this stuff and I'm getting nothing. So that people started saying, yeah, we'll give presents for Hanukkah too. Why not?
Yeah.
So that's how it started.
But I'm okay with not even going crazy. Like, I just don't think it has to be that blown up of a holiday.
No.
Like, her birthday can be bigger.
And, like, every year you hear about, like, people getting trampled to death on Black Friday as people scramble for Christmas presents. And it's like, I don't need that.
No, we don't need that. We don't go crazy for each other for presents either. No. And I'm okay with that.
That's not what any of these events are supposed to be about. They're supposed to be about appreciation for what you have and the people in your life. Like, it's not about, like, who can get the best toy.
Yeah.
So I hope we can I still want it to be fun. Like, there is an enjoyment to receiving presents, and I don't want her to, like, grow up with, like, man, I never got anything good.
Yeah,
like,
but I just want her to be appreciative of what she has and not always be wanting the biggest and the best of everything.
No, because that instinct, if that follows you in life, where, like, it's like, yes, I have to have the newest thing. You know, I have to have, when it first comes out, I need it. When I, you know, and then mine has to be bigger than everyone else's. Like, that is a gateway to trouble.
So, on this topic of presents and stuff, what do you think about the Elf on the Shelf or the Mensch on the Bench, or do you know what that is?
Yeah, I have an idea. Oh, this is Doug explaining the thing. He doesn't fully understand.
Yeah.
Okay. My understanding is it's basically like a a watchdog kind of thing, or like a nanny cam. Not that there's an actual camera in it, but you tell the kid, like, it's watching you, so be good, because it's going to, the elf is going to report back to Santa, which seems redundant to me because he already sees you when you're sleeping and knows when you're awake.
Oh my God, you're overthinking it. Science, Doug.
Well, no, I'm just thinking, like, what?
Not all kids think that way.
But I thought that was what they're
or you, no, you you're tell them. Being told Santa's I know, but you can you. Tell them that's how he watches through his elves.
I guess, although then the kids just like say, like, all right, we got to kill this elf. Get rid of the elf and then we'll be safe.
Who did I marry?
I don't know.
It's just an elf for your 6-year-olds. Like, calm down. They're not going to kill the elf. Well, so my question is.
I'm okay with it. Is the
okay. Yeah. So you're okay with like creating.
The fiction.
Okay. So there's that aspect of it is lying. Mm-hmm. And then there's the aspect of. Do I really need to bribe my kid to be good? Or should they just be good because that is the expectation year-round?
Yeah, that is something I do struggle with in terms of, and this goes all the way to like basic religion, which is like, you should know how to be a good, decent person without the threat of a supernatural being that is going to kick your ass if you do something bad.
And you shouldn't want to only be good because you're going to get a reward at the end.
Right.
You should just want to be good because that's the right thing to do.
Virtue is its own reward.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's the most important thing to teach is like, again, the reason you shouldn't steal from people and murder them isn't because at the end somebody is keeping tabs on you and you're going to burn in fiery hell for eternity. You don't need the stick to like beat that in behavior into people. Yeah. You should be able to logically understand that, like, I should be kind to other people with or without the threat of eternal damnation. Right, or in this case, coal for presents. But I think that doesn't mean you don't do the elf on the shelf thing. I think it can be fun.
I think you can make it fun without taking it too seriously. Be like, we're always good. And this is... And he's watching you. There's a way to spin it, and I don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah, I don't mind if my daughter views me as an authority figure. I don't want her to be worried about authoritarian figures. You know, like, it's that difference between being like, oh, I should be good, and, you know, it's okay if there's a reward in it somewhere, but I don't want her to have this, like, paranoid feeling of, like, they're watching me.
Yeah. I think the fun of the elf thing is that parents... They set up the elf all around the house doing really funny things.
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, some of those photos online?
I think I've seen a handful.
Where, like, they're in the flower and there's, like, cookies all around them or something. Mm-hmm. Or they're, like, swinging from the chandelier.
Yeah, I would play with it like that. I would move
I think it's, like, too much effort. Like, I don't have enough time for that.
After she goes to sleep, you just pick it up and move it somewhere. I mean, it depends on how elaborate.
You have to create a cute scene around it, though.
That's true.
I guess you only have to do that a couple times. I guess this would only work when she's a little older. Maybe in, like, 2 years.
I was going to say, she needs to be just old enough, to, you know, believe in it a little bit or have some fun with it. Not so old that she's, like... I get it. It's a stuffed animal. Leave me alone.
But still, if we're not really celebrating Christmas and Santa's not coming to visit us, then why would we do it?
Well, you do the Mensch on the Mensch, which is the Hanukkah version.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
I feel like kind of meh around the whole thing.
Okay. Because you were the one who brought it up.
No, so. I just had read something about it, so I was curious what you thought.
Yeah, I mean, we never did it, so it's not like I'll feel weird if we don't do it.
Yeah.
There's plenty of Hanukkah stuff to go around without this particular tradition, but nothing wrong with having a little fun. So I'm okay with that.
Okay, we'll see.
In addition to making latkes and doing everything else.
My God, are there gluten-free latkes?
Oh, it's easy. Yeah, you just get latkes are just potatoes and onions, and you can get gluten-free matzo meal. It's just those three ingredients.
Okay.
They're just a pain in the butt to make because you have to grate potatoes and onions and then fry them up. But they are freaking delicious if you do it.
So. I just had another topic we could talk about on this on the order of food cooking. We have somehow nominated ourselves to host Thanksgiving, which I think we did when we first moved into this house.
We did,
but we didn't make the turkey. So my the turkey is going to be the big thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see how we do. I would like to make a list of what we want to make.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can dole out some of the responsibilities to other people.
Well, I feel like there's certain fairly standard things, right? You've got your turkey.
Maybe we'll have someone else do the stuffing.
Okay, as long as they make gluten-free stuffing.
No, they don't have to because I don't care to eat it.
Oh, really?
And then we'll just have a gluten area. Like, that's the one spot, so there's no mixing of the bowls and spoons and stuff.
Okay. So you just really want to come up with some good side dishes. I mean, I don't know, think about things people make. There's, like, the cream spinach, you got the cranberries, you could have green beans, you need some...
I can't think anymore.
Onions.
The onions, I bought fried onions. So we'll have to make that dish, whatever we use fried onions for.
Usually it's either on top of the cream spinach or it's on the green beans.
Yeah. Really? Green beans, I think.
Either one. You can use them. So
I like sweet potatoes.
I don't, but
maybe we'll most do sweet potato do. Fries. Do you think people would like that more than just regular sweet potatoes?
Yeah, I think that's the thing, though. Like, Thanksgiving is, although it's a little standardized, I feel like people kind of look forward to it all year and it's like, yes, like this set of items.
No, I think it would be totally fun to like do some of the things a twist. Like, don't have sweet potatoes, like have sweet potato fries. How much easier would it be to make sweet potato fries?
Oh, it's 1,000 times. Well, sweet potatoes aren't that hard. I mean, I think you put them in a dish and you bake them with marshmallows on top and you're kind of done.
Do you like do the mush or do you do like ring, like slices?
Or
squares? I guess squares would be good.
You could do squares. I always thought it was usually it's like the mush with the marshmallows on top.
Okay.
But people tend to like
that. Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about casserole dishes.
On the podcast?
What a fascinating topic. That's not a good
topic. You just meant we need to buy some.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have time to stress out about Thanksgiving right now because I have so much work stress in the next week and a half. Like, I can't even think about Thanksgiving yet.
I
need to compartmentalize.
Buy turkey, heat turkey, eat turkey. Like, it's not stressful to me.
Let me tell you what's stressful to me. The order of operations of cooking things and making sure everything's hot at the same time.
The trick is, if you get it done, and certain things you can just kind of keep warm until you're all the way there.
Yeah, but we only have two ovens. So how are you going to keep a ton of things hot?
Some things you can microwave a little bit. I mean, we'll work it out. Some dishes aren't hot at all. So,
like what?
Salad.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is cold.
Are you going to make me a gluten-free pumpkin pie?
Are
we going to buy one? That lady went out of business.
I know. That we used to get that. The problem is that gluten-free pie crust kind of sucks. Stinks.
Maybe we'll just go to one of those gluten-free shops. And we'll buy something.
Yeah, there's a bakery in Capistrano.
Yeah, and there's one in Long Beach, too, that's really good.
Okay. Done.
We're not going to the one in Fountain Valley. It's terrible.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. We're kind of like steamrolling through our topics here.
I know.
With children stuff? I don't know.
Hmm.
I had a very long day, and as much as I love our podcast, I am...
You look beat.
Thanks.
I just mean you've been...
Compliments from Doug.
Not that you... I'm not saying you look rough, like, you know, ugly. I mean, you look like you're tired. You are lying prone, and as you have been for a while today. And you just look like you're ready to go to sleep.
I did really well with sleep last night, too. And I just had the... like, I didn't even anticipate working a full 8 hours today, and I did. Mm-hmm. And I could have stayed 2 more hours at work. But I had to be like, I'm leaving. I just had to get up from my desk and be like, I'm done.
You're just that far behind?
I'm not behind. I work 3 days a week. And people send me emails and work for 4 or 5 days a week, you know? So, like, it's not that I'm actually behind because I've never missed a deadline. But it's just, there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah. I can just tell from, the way you've been sort of... I won't say disconnected, but you've definitely, you're not at your usual energy level today.
Yeah.
You just seem a little more tired. I'm just tired. Yeah. Like, you didn't have a whole lot of patience for playing with Celeste tonight.
I wasn't rude. I was just kind of sitting there watching her.
No, but there's
instead of playing with her and interacting, I was just kind of, I read to her a little bit.
Yeah. You were still a little less engaged.
I figure I have all day tomorrow to hang out with her. So.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not like between the two of us, we got her covered. Yeah. She's easy. Yeah. But that's part of the evening ritual. Like, you know, we come home and then we feed her and then it's, you know, a couple hours of like playtime or, you know, watching a little Sesame Street and reading to her and keeping her entertained. Like, it's fun.
Yeah. But, yeah. I definitely did not have the energy today. I'm just tired. I was like nonstop for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Like, not even like looking at my phone really.
Well, I think after the podcast is done and we're kind of chilling, I don't know what you want to do, but I feel like you are going to be pretty just like,
Yeah. I mean, I just need like a minute, you know? Like,
it's been go, go, go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can get you that go, go, go minute. Unless you, do you want to talk about proud moments and parenting fails or anything come up this week that you felt was worthy of either category? She stared blankly back at me. She's still staring.
I think I fell asleep for a minute.
Oh my God.
Not really. No, I just don't have an answer. Do you have an answer?
Yes. Let's see. For proud moment, I'm trying to remember what it was. There was something where I was definitely like, oh man, look at this lady go that I married. And I think it was, oh, I know what it was. It was the bat mitzvah we went to on Saturday. So on Saturday, we drove down, about an hour and a half or so to, a cousin's bat mitzvah. And I watched you just kind of like, we had to kind of corral her for a long time because we had to get there early and take pictures. And even took a while for the party to start. And then at the end, when I thought like, oh, well, she's too tired or we need to go, you kind of pushed us to stay a little later. And she was having so much fun. Like I almost was like, oh, no, we should probably just nope out now. And because you pushed us to stay, she had all of this wonderful, fun time while she was there. And it was really cool to, like, watch you, like, dance with her and just generally have a good time. So I thought that was a nice moment. We gave her a little more party time.
Yeah. I think, like, sometimes we're a little too quick to leave. I think it's, like, you're done, so you just, like, say that it's time for us to leave.
No, like literally she like flopped on me and was like sucking her thumb and I was like, oh, that's the signal.
I know, but I don't want to be the people who always leave first because of our kid. Like, I think that sometimes we just have to push through it. Because otherwise we end up missing out on things because Celeste is tired. Well, it's like, then just let her sleep on your shoulder and that's okay.
Yeah, I always am a little more worried of like, oh, you want to have fun, so we're going to torture her so you can have a good time.
No, like, I mean, it's not a torture. If she'd be happy to sleep on somebody.
Yeah, it was pretty loud in there, though.
She could have slept.
And she
But it ended up working out well because it was the time change night.
Yeah.
So she went to bed a little later, and then she ended up waking up a little later, so that was it perfect.
It evened out.
Yeah, we're still working on that a little bit, but she's done pretty good with that time change.
Yeah, we haven't, but... But she's done
great. I think I'm sleeping pretty well.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I feel like I keep waking up and going like, what the hell is happening?
Well, you have the problem where you wake up and you can't go back to bed.
Yeah.
So you're waking up probably a little too early.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't just close your eyes and go back to bed.
Yeah.
You need to work on that.
Yeah. I don't know what more I'm going to do at this stage in my life.
I think you just try. Like, yeah. I think you don't even try anymore.
Sometimes I can tell. It depends on how awake I am.
Just do the whole, like, leave one eye open and walk to the bathroom. Like, if you open both eyes, you're screwed. But if you just leave one eye kind of barely open...
So what I should do is walk to the bathroom in the dark without my depth perception?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if you wake up to pee, you definitely can't open both eyes. You never turn the light on.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't turn the light on.
You kind of just keep one eye open and you can't get it to where it feels awake. You just kind of have to squint. Never look at your phone. Don't even look at the time and go back to bed.
I see you putting your
good
you sound,
night.
Yeah, you sound
good
like
your podcast.
Good night, microphone. Well,
good night, cow jumping over the moon.
Anything else you want to cover, or should we call it an evening?
I think we're good. I mean, I don't really have much else to say. Okay. We went through a lot of topics in a short amount of time.
We did. We burned through them quick tonight.
We did.
So if you have any questions or comments or feedbacks and things you want us to cover on the podcast, send them to bundleofoy@gmail.com or go to our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/bundleofoy, and leave us feedback there. Please go on iTunes and rate and review us, because if you do, I will write a limerick about you and read it on the air. So... I think that's all the admin we've got. And until next time, bottom of the evening to you. That'll do.
Night. Bye.